由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
What a joy it is for us to know that you are listening to this broadcast.
非常开心你今天能够收听我们的天路导向。
And if God is using this broadcast to bless you, we would love to hear from you.
如果上帝要用今天的节目来将你是带到去福气当中的话，我们很希望得着你的回应。
We would love to read your messages, and we read every one of them.
你发来的每一封的来信，每一个电邮，每一个的留言，我们都会好仔细地去阅读。
I want to remind you that we are in the midst of a series of messages entitled Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们今天进入到我们的信息的中间的部分了。我们的题目呢，一直都是我们遭遇挫折的时候要懂得举目仰望。
And it is based on the life of the Apostle Paul.
而且我们的信息是来自使徒保罗的生命见证的。
I want to begin by telling you this.
在节目开始的时候，我想告诉你听。
I think most parents want a better life for their children than what they had.
我想大多数的父母都希望儿女能够过得比自己好啊。
Most parents want to leave an inheritance to their children.
大多数的父母都想为孩子留下一笔的遗产。
But the truth is this.
但是事实上是怎样呢?
The greatest inheritance that you can leave your children or your grandchildren
你能够留给儿孙最大的遗产
is not money or property.
不是你的金钱，不是你的产业。
The greatest inheritance that you can leave your children and grandchildren is modeling to them godliness.
而是要将他们塑造成为一个敬畏上帝的人。
I am going to explain what I mean by this.
让我来为你解释一下。
I was left a great spiritual legacy from my mother and her father.
我是从我的妈妈和我的公公那里继承了一笔很大的属灵遗产。
My grandfather was truly a man of prayer and praise.
我的公公呢，是一位真正喜欢去祷告和赞美上帝的人。
This man would wake up 3, 4, 5 times during the night to praise and thank the Lord.
他可以在晚上起身3次、4次甚至5次去赞美和感谢上帝。
You may say, maybe he was a spiritually disciplined man.
你或许会说，他可能是一个在属灵上面很有纪律的人。
Or perhaps he had a great deal to bless God for.
或者他有很多事情可以赞美上帝。
But let me tell you a couple of things.
但是让我告诉你听一些的事情。
He lost 2 of his sons when they were in their 30s.
他是接连这样失去了两个30几岁的仔。
His partner stole him blind.
他的生意伙伴是骗了他的钱。
His wife died when he was relatively young.
在他还很年轻的时候，他的太太就过了身。
And then when he was in his 80s, he lost his eldest daughter in her 50s.
跟着在他80几岁的晚年，他又失去了他只有50几岁的大女。
And yet until the day he died, he never ceased getting up in the night to bless the Lord for salvation.
但是就算是这样，直到他去世的日子，他从来都没有停止夜晚醒过来去赞美他的救主。
Somebody told me some years ago,
在几年前有人这样跟我说，
that your perception of God has a direct impact on your attitude toward your circumstances.
你对上帝的理解其实很直接影响到你对周围环境的态度的。
How you see God will directly affect whether you are a praising person or a complaining person.
你怎样看待上帝将会直接影响你成为一个究竟是乐于赞美上帝的人，还是经常埋怨的人呢?
If you see God as the all-powerful one who loves you dearly, then nothing will get you down.
如果你知道上帝就是那一位深深爱着你的全能主宰，那有什么事情都不能够将你拖垮。
If you view God as being in total control of all the circumstances of those who love him,
如果你意识到对于爱上帝的人来讲，上帝就是掌管一切环境的主宰的话，
then nothing is going to hassle you in this life.
这样在你的生活里头，没什么能够搅扰到你。
If you view God as the one who has a perfect plan for your life, then nothing will intimidate you.
如果你已经意识到上帝已经为你的生活制定了一套完美的计划，这样没什么东西能够威胁到你。
If you see God as the one who cares for the minutest details of every area of your life,
如果你意识到上帝是无微不至地关心着你生活的方方面面的话，
then nothing and no one is able to rob you of your joy.
根本就冇乜嘢人或者乜嘢嘅事情能够将你生命里头嘅喜乐系抢走咗。
But if you view God as a benevolent dictator that you go to when you want something really big,
但系如果你只系将上帝当做一位大嘅慈善家，每当你遇到乜嘢特别嘅难处先至去揾佢嘅话，
then the slightest change in your circumstances will discourage you, disappoint you, and intimidate you.
咁样喺你周围嘅环境里头，哪怕最细微嘅改变，都会让你沮丧，让你失望，让你恐惧。
It all depends on how you perceive God.
呢个完全系取决于你对上帝嘅认识究竟系点噶。
Paul and Silas's perception of God caused them to rejoice.
保罗和西拉对上帝的认识是让他们喜乐的。
Their perception of God caused them to sing praises in the middle of the night in solitary confinement in the prison.
他们对上帝的认识是让到他们可以在监狱里头很寂寞的午夜里头仍然唱出赞美诗。
Paul and Silas's perception of God caused them to sing praises to him when their bodies were raked in pain.
他们对上帝的认识就是让到他们在身体遭受刑罚的痛楚的时候仍然能够唱出赞美的诗歌。
Paul and Silas were singing praises to the Lord even though they were falsely accused and maliciously treated.
我们发现原来保罗和西拉在遭受诬告和酷刑之后仍然能够唱诗赞美神。
I want you to turn with me to verse 25 of Acts 16.
让我们现在一起去翻开圣经的使徒行传第十六章第二十五节。圣经的使徒行传第十六章第二十五节。
There you find Dr. Luke, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tells us that about midnight they were praising God.
我们发现在圣经的《使徒行传》第十六章二十五节里头，你会见到路加医生是被圣灵感动，话俾我哋听啊，喺午夜嘅时候，保罗同西拉继续赞美上帝。
You say, what is so special about midnight?
你话究竟午夜有乜嘢咁特别啊？
Now remember, in the old days, people went to bed right after sundown.
你要记住，在古老的年代里头，人是日落而息啊。
And then they got up at sunrise.
并且日出而作。
Because they didn't have light.
因为他们不像我们今天可以开灯啊嘛。
So the reason midnight is mentioned here is because at midnight, everything is accentuated.
之所以要讲到午夜，是因为在夜晚十二点的时候，所有的事情都会，本来普通都变得很突出。
At midnight is when loneliness is accentuated.
例如午夜的时候，你会特别的寂寞。
At midnight is when fear is accentuated.
午夜会让你更加惊。
At midnight is when the smallest problem becomes a giant problem.
午夜会让最小的问题会变成最大的问题。
At midnight is when you're feeling sorry for yourself.
在午夜的时候，你可能会感到自怜。
Instead of feeling sorry for themselves, Paul and Silas began to be filled with thanksgiving.
但是保罗和西拉不单止没有自怜，反而是充满了感恩。
Instead of griping about their lot in life,
他们不单止没有抱怨他们的人生际遇。
They were glorifying the greatness and the glories of God.
反而他们赞美荣耀的天父。
Instead of constantly protesting the blatant injustice, they praised God for their salvation.
他们没有抗拒这个很明显的不公正，反而是赞美上主赐下的救恩。
When most of us face adversity,
但是你想想，当我们大多数人都遇到逆境的时候，
We get ourselves in such a muddle that we do not know how to get out of it.
我们就会让自己陷入一种困惑里头，不能自拔。
When we face difficult circumstances, we don't know where the off button is.
当我们遇到难处，却找不到解决难处的关键的时候。
My listening friends, listen to me very carefully, please.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你好仔细地听我去讲。
The off button for your difficulty,
究竟解决你难题嗰个嘅关机嗰个掣系乜嘢呢？
Is in praising the name of the Lord in the middle of your pain, not afterward.
原来就系正当你处喺痛苦里头，而唔系过咗痛苦之后啊，系痛苦里头，你仍然能够赞美上主嘅名，就系个关键啊。
The off button is lifting up the name of Jesus in the middle of your trouble.
我们懂不懂按那个掣呢？就是原来那个掣就是在当你在面对困境的时候，仍然能够高举上主的名字，这个就是个掣了。
The off button is in thanksgiving and gratitude to the Lord in the middle of your dilemma.
个关键在哪里呢？就是当你在迷茫的时候，仍然能够感恩去赞美上帝。
The off button is in exalting the name of the Lord Jesus in the middle of your difficulty.
个关键就是当你在艰难里头仍然能够颂赞上主的名字。
Some people say, all you need to do is just take your eyes off your problem.
有人说，你只要另一面，不去看看你的困难就行了。
But how can you take your eyes off the problem when you are knee deep in it?
但是老实说，如果你已经泥足深陷的话，你又怎样不看个困难呢？
The only way to take your eyes off your problem,
但是唯一让你转移视线的方法是什么呢？
Is by focusing on blessing the name of Jesus.
原来就是要集中注意力来颂赞上主，颂赞耶稣基督的荣耀。
If Paul and Silas had not understood this important lesson,
如果保罗和西拉没有学识这两门重要的功课的话，
They may have spent their time commiserating with each other.
他们可能就会花了很多时间来互相安慰或者自我安慰。
They would have talked about whom should they blame for their trouble.
他们可能会问究竟是哪个错呢今次。
They would have spent their time wondering what they could have done differently to avoid being in prison.
他们可能又会是这样想，如果之前做另外一件事，是不是不用坐牢呢？
Or they could have spent their time wondering if they really are in the will of God by coming to Philippi.
他们或许都会怀疑，去到腓立比是不是上帝的旨意呢？
Do you know people like that?
不知道你识不识这一类的人呢？
The moment they face a problem, they say,You must be out of the will of God.
当他们一遇到困难，就说你一定违背了上帝的意愿。
If this were the case, Paul would never have preached the gospel anywhere.
那如果是这样讲的话，那即是保罗都不用去每一道传道的了吧。
Because everywhere he went, he faced problems.
因为他去到每一个地方都会面对难题。
He faced difficulties, he faced persecution, and he faced threat to his life.
他要面对困难，面对逼迫，甚至面对生命的威胁的时候。
But Paul and Silas knew that the secret of victory is not going around the problem.
保罗和西拉却知道 得胜的秘诀，不是要去回避啲难题。
Paul and Silas knew that the secret of victory is not the quick fix.
保罗同西拉亦都知道得胜嘅秘诀唔系要好快咁样解决晒眼前嘅困难。
Paul and Silas knew that the secret of victory was to look the devil in the eye and sing praises to the Lord.
原来保罗同西拉知道得胜嘅秘诀就系要用唱诗赞美上帝嚟去迎向魔鬼嘅攻击。
They knew that the secret of victory was to appropriate the power that God has for them in praising Him.
他们知道得胜的秘诀就是当他们唱诗赞美上帝的时候，上帝就会赐给他们所需要的能力。
Paul knew that affliction produces a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory.
保罗知道苦难是会带来超越一切价值和传到永恒的荣耀。
Therefore, he said, I will rejoice in affliction.
因此他说，我在患难里头有喜乐。
Nowhere it is documented that Paul and Silas ever prayed to be released.
没什么的记载表明保罗和西拉曾经祷告说，哎呀，释放我了，主。
They may have, but it wasn't recorded here.
或者他们求过这样的东西，但是在这里是没有提到的。
They never even asked for an earthquake.
他们又没有祈求过让地震震他了。
But the earthquake came as they began to praise God at midnight.
但是当他们在午夜去唱诗去赞美上帝的时候，地震就发生了。
Do you know what causes the devil either joy unspeakable or pain unbelievable?
不知道，你知不知道是什么让魔鬼会狂欢，或者让魔鬼会很痛苦呢？
If you are happy, the devil is miserable.
原来当你开心的时候，魔鬼就痛苦了。
If you are miserable, the devil is happy.
当你痛苦的时候，魔鬼就开心了。
Do you want to know how to make the devil miserable?
你知不知道怎样可以让魔鬼痛苦啊？
You make the devil miserable by the way you handle your circumstances.
原来你怎样去面对自己的处境，就是能够决定魔鬼是不是痛苦。
If you always say, Why did God do this? Why am I suffering so?
你可能会问，上帝为什么这么做？为什么要我受苦？
Then Satan and all his demons are rejoicing.
如果你是这样问的话，撒旦和恶魔就最开心了。
But if you say, this is puzzling, this is painful, this does not make any sense from my point of view.
但是如果你说这个是一个谜，这个很痛苦，这个真的很难明白。
But I know God promised that he will work all things together for my good because I love him.
但是我知道上帝一早应许过我说，万事会互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And then you begin to bless the name of Jesus.
跟着你就开口赞美耶稣的名话了。
Saying, He is my rock, He is my deliverer, He is my fortress.
他是我的磐石，他是我的拯救，他是我的山寨。
He is everything to me, and I will trust Him.
他是我的所有，所以我信任他。
When you do this, you make the devil miserable.
当你能够这样做的时候，你就会让魔鬼陷入痛苦里面。
Because Satan knows there is power that you can only experience when you are able to bless the name of God.
因为撒旦知道有一种大能，就是唯有当你赞美上主的名字的时候，你就能够经历到。
Please listen carefully.
希望你仔细去听。
There is power in praising the name of the Lord.
原来赞美上主的名字的时候，你就会能够得着能力。
But that's not all.
不单止是这样。
Because the scripture teaches that there is even greater power in praising the name of Jesus in the midst of your pain.
原来圣经教导我们在苦难里头赞美上主的名字，我们就会得到更大的能力。
Far greater power than you thought possible.
是远远超过我们所想所求的能力。
There is power available to you when you bless the name of the Lord in the midst of confusing circumstances.
当你在困境里头赞美主名的时候，就会有能力临到你的身上了。
Look at verse 26.
让我们一起来看一下《使徒行传》第16章第26节。
As Paul and Silas praise God, an earthquake hits the town of Philippi.
原来保罗和西拉赞美主的时候，腓立比城突然间发生了地震。
And the Bible said that it shook the foundation of the prison.
圣经提到甚至监狱的地基都摇动了。
The whole place was shaken up so much so that the prison warden was ready to kill himself.
整个监狱都被震动，甚至个狱卒都想自杀。
Why did he want to kill himself?
点解个狱卒监狱震一震佢就想自杀呢？
Because Roman law says that any soldier who allows prisoners to escape will pay with his life.
因为罗马法律规定，任何兵丁如果要俾犯人逃脱嘅话，佢就要赔上自己嘅性命。
And the prison warden in Philippi probably said to himself, "There is no way that any of the prisoners will be around after this earthquake."
可能呢个腓立比嘅狱卒仲喺度谂紧，地震之后根本再冇犯人会留低啦。
And he preferred to put the sword to his own heart than let the Romans do it for him.
因此他愿意用剑刺向自己的心脏，亦都唔愿意俾罗马人去将佢处死。
But the apostle Paul cried out to him and said, "Do not hurt yourself, for we all are here."
但系使徒保罗大声叫住：，喂，你唔好伤害你自己，我哋都喺度啊！
My listening friend, I don't want you to miss this very important point.
亲爱嘅朋友，请你注意，我要讲嘅一点系好重要嘅。
The tables have turned, and the jailer falls on his knees before the prisoners.
原来个情况完全调转咗，个狱卒就跪咗喺犯人面前。
For that's the power of praising the Lord in the midst of difficult circumstances.
呢个就系面临困境嘅时候赞美主所得到嘅能力。
This is the power of God working.
呢个就系上帝喺度做紧嘢嘅大能嘅彰显啊。
The prison warden said, "What can I do to be saved?"
狱卒就话：究竟我应该做啲乜嘢先至能够得救呢？
What did he know about salvation?
但系你又可以问，佢有几明白救恩啊？
Well, early in the book of Acts, chapter 16, there was a woman who had been healed of demon possession.
喺《使徒行传》第十六章嘅前面，我哋讲到一个被鬼附嘅女人，佢得着医治嘅故事。
And this woman was shouting a message.
原来呢个女人喺度大叫紧啊！
These men are messengers of the Most High God.
这个人是至高上帝的仆人。
They are here to bring you the message of salvation.
他们在这里对你讲着救世人的道。
And the Philippian jailer had heard her, and the Holy Spirit was working in his life.
这个腓立比的狱卒听到这个女人所讲的话，圣灵就同时在他身上作工了。
When he heard the message of salvation from this woman, his heart was being prepared.
当他听到这个女人提到救人的道的时候，他的心已经预备好了。
God was working in him.
原来上帝在他身上动了善功。
And so it took a crisis for him to say, "What must I do to be saved?"
并且借助一个危机让他讲出，究竟我怎样做才可以得救呢？
What did Paul say?
保罗又讲了什么呢？
Paul said to him very simply,Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
原来保罗同佢讲嘅嘢好简单，就系当信主耶稣，你同你嘅一家都必得救。
Why just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
喂，你话点解信耶稣就得救呢？
Because this man had nothing between him and salvation other than belief.
因为呢个人同救恩之间除咗相信之外，根本再冇其他嘅障碍啦。
And by the way,When Paul said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,"
仲有当保罗话当信主耶稣嘅时候
，he did not mean just believe that Jesus existed or believe that he was a good man.
佢唔单止系话你要信主耶稣系存在啊，或者信主耶稣系一个好人。
The word means total surrender to him.
佢嘅信啊。是说要完完全全地向主耶稣基督降服。
That he becomes the Lord of your life.
他是说让耶稣基督成为你生命的主宰。
So my listening friends, I want to end where I began.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，在今天节目结束的时候呢，我想讲回我开始所讲的东西。
If you want to have a legacy to the next generation,
如果你今天想留一份的遗产给你的下一代，
teach them the praise of God in tough times.
就要教导他们要懂得面对困境的时候仍然去赞美上帝。
If you want to leave something to your offspring,
如果你想为你的子孙留下一些东西的话，
show them how to appropriate the power of God in your life.
就请你告诉他们怎样去支取上帝在我们生命里头所赐予的能力。
The power that can only come from learning to praise God in the midst of difficulties.
这个能力是在困境里面赞美上帝而得到的。
Because the power of praise is real.
因为赞美而来的能力是真实的。
The power of praise is lasting.
因为我想告诉你听，由赞美而来的能力是持久的。
Let me ask you this question as I conclude.
在我做结束的时候，我好想来问你一条问题。
What is it that has robbed you of your joy today?
究竟在今日的时候，是什么东西夺走了你生命里头真正的快乐呢？
Whatever it may be,
我想无论是什么都好，
begin regularly, systematically, unashamedly to praise the name of Jesus.
希望你现在开始就经常这样有系统这样还有堂堂正正这样去赞美耶稣基督的名字。
And then write to us and tell us about the power of God working in you.
并且希望你写信来到香港九龙大有街一号十楼，香港九龙大有街一号十楼，大小的大，有没有的有，一号十楼，写给我万峰或者写给麦克牧师，是去分享上帝的大能在你身上面所作的善功。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
在这里愿上帝大大赐福给你，让你的生命里头都是享受到上帝真正的福气，并且在你生命里头是懂得去赞美上主的名字。因为如果你懂得赞美上主的名字的时候，你就能够获得真正的生命，获得真正的喜乐，并且不需要担忧你面对的每一样的挑战。靠住上帝的名字，我们得着大大的福气，同埋得着真正的圣券。愿我们在下次天路导向的时间再次相会，并且愿上帝大大赐福给你。